Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and as always, we have a great show for you today with Kevin Guz from Homevestors Dallas. Kevin's going to be telling us why you can have it your way as a real estate investor, because there are varieties of investing, different approaches, and he's going to explain how you can have it your way and customize your approach to real estate investing. So with that said, let me bring Kevin on the program. Kevin, welcome.
Hi, Lewis.
So as we customarily do, let's dive into this, because you say you can have it your way. So walk us through that process.
Yes, you can. And what brought this to mind for me was I was recently listening to a podcast of a real estate investor, or perhaps he would even be considered a real estate guru. And this particular podcast, his topic was, he was touting the benefits of a certain type of residential real estate investing, and he was disparaging all of the other types of real estate investing that didn't have anything to do with his preferred method or his preferred strategy. For the new investor or the weekend investor or the part-time investor who's trying to find their way with respect to starting their real estate investing business or building their real estate investing business, I couldn't help but think that, boy, this could be really confusing. They have their heart set or their mind set on a certain strategy in real estate investing, or perhaps multiple strategies in real estate investing. And then to hear a very experienced and a very successful real estate investor on a podcast criticizing all strategies except for his one chosen or preferred strategy, I could see where that could be very disenchanting or very confusing or even very discouraging to that new real estate investor. And for me, the truth is, I see that one of the great aspects or characteristics of residential real estate investing is that there are so many viable investment strategies underneath the umbrella of real estate investing, each with its own merits, each with its own challenges. But the beauty of real estate investing, from my experience, is you can pick and choose which works best for you. And you can, as you said, have it your way. And with respect to this podcast that I was listening to, and by the way, I listen to a lot of real estate investing podcasts. I find them a great source of education, a great source of entertainment, and a great source of inspiration. And for the new or budding real estate investor, I encourage you to explore some of the podcasts that are out there, because they're a great way to increase your exposure and your education with respect to real estate investing. And this one podcast I was listening to, he was touting the benefits of buy and hold real estate investing or rental real estate investing, which, by the way, I completely endorse and support. I am a huge buy and hold investor, and it's one of my preferred strategies. And to be honest, I would love to keep every house I buy as a rental or as a buy-and-hold investment property. So I don't disagree at all with his approach or his position. But I will tell you, at the same time, I do fix-and-flip houses that I sell on the retail market when they're done. I invest in wholesale houses that I sell off-market, as is. I do wholetailing, as we've talked about in the past, which is a kind of a hybrid between fix-and-flip and wholesaling. And I do other things on a smaller scale, such as seller financing. So though I agree with this investor or this guru on the values and merits of buy and hold investing, I also agree that there are many other strategies that are viable. And for that reason, I'm involved in some of those other strategies also. And I'll be the first to say that I know many investors who are very successful with one strategy. Maybe they're just a buy and hold investor. Or maybe they're just a fix and flip investor. Or maybe they just focus on seller financing. And there is nothing wrong with that at all. But at the same time, I know just as many investors who have multiple exit strategies with their real estate investing, and they are equally. Point being is that I was a little uncomfortable with the message of there was only one way to invest, and that was the only right way, and all other ways were wrong, when there are actually so many different ways to start your real estate investing business and to sustain and grow your real estate investing business. And to put it in perspective, the way I like to look at it is, it's just like the menu at your local favorite restaurant. And we all have our favorite restaurants that we go to and we frequent. And off that menu, there's probably one item that you order every time. It's your favorite item. It's your favorite restaurant. And you do it week in, week out, day in, day out, month in, month out, however much you frequent your favorite dining restaurant. At the same time, though, I'm sure there's other patrons there that's also their favorite restaurant. And they may choose multiple items off that menu. They may try different things, explore different things, or maybe they have multiple favorites, and they shake it up a little bit as they frequent that same restaurant. Well, that's just like with real estate investing. You may find one strategy that works well for you and stick with it. That's great if that's what works for you. Or you may find multiple strategies. That's great also if that works for you. And how I counsel the new investor or the weekend investor or part-time investor who's just getting started, pretty simple. Three guiding principles. Do what you enjoy, do what you do well, and do what you can do. Let's talk about those a little bit more. When I say do what you enjoy, there's a reason that I mention this guiding principle first. And that is, it's no secret, if you enjoy what you're doing, your chances of success increase exponentially. And as we speak in the context of real estate investing, for many people who are embarking on real estate investing, a lot of times it's because they're in a current profession or in a current career that they do not enjoy. And it wouldn't make sense to exit that career only for another career or profession that makes them equally as miserable or equally as dissatisfied. If you're going to make the leap and make a change and embark on a new endeavor, it might as well be something you enjoy. And for myself and for so many other investors that I know of, that's the sole reason they entered into real estate investing, because of the enjoyment, the fun, and the appeal that it had for them. So I encourage you, find the strategy that you enjoy. Just like you find that one item or those two or three dishes off that menu at your local restaurant that you enjoy, and you stick to them. I encourage you to take the same approach with your real estate investing. Do what you enjoy. Find the strategy that excites you and inspires you, and your success will increase exponentially as a result of that. And then secondly, do what you do well. And here's what I mean. Leverage your skills, leverage your talents, leverage your interests when looking at the different types of real estate investing, whether it's buy and hold or fix and flip or wholesaling or seller financing, whatever it may be, leverage your skills, talents, and interests. For example, you may be a busy executive and you may not have a lot of time, but you've got a good knowledge of business and a good understanding of business, and you've got an interest in real estate, but you just don't have the time or the bandwidth to spend a lot of time on real estate. Well, rental properties or buy and hold is a great strategy for you. because it'll allow you to continue to do what you do well at your current career and succeed at real estate investing, because buy and hold properties take less time and won't interfere with your current profession. Or maybe you're a skilled tradesman. You know, maybe you're an electrician. Maybe you're a framer. Maybe you're a roofer. Maybe you're a plumber. And maybe you have a lot of good skills and experience working on houses. Well, maybe then fix and flips, or rehabs, as they're commonly known, would be a great avenue for you as a real estate investor. Leveraging your skills, your talents, and your interests, you probably could do a lot of the work yourself. You'd probably enjoy doing a lot of the work yourself. And for the work you can't do, there's probably a good chance within your network of tradesmen you've got some pretty good resources that you could turn to help in the areas that you personally don't want to do or can't do or don't prefer to do. So, you know, similar to our favorite restaurant where you go in and you order to you, if you're a wine connoisseur, perhaps you're ordering the best bottle of wine they have, or perhaps you've got some great knowledge or experience with different ethnic cuisines and you know how to order something special off the sushi menu, for instance. In the same way, invest in a way that complements you and your current situation, your current knowledge, your current skills, your current circumstance, and your current interests. And then third, I mentioned the final guiding principle: do what you can do when it comes to choosing your single real estate investment strategy or multiple investment strategies. You know, real estate investing, as I like to call it, is a very resource-based business. It requires time, which is a very limited resource for all of us. It requires money, which may or may not be a limited resource for some of us. It requires a network of people, of resources, and it requires knowledge. There are a lot of resources that are necessary for you to have or have access to in order to be successful as a real estate investor. And these resources may be the single largest guide or the single largest set of obstacles or barriers to channeling you towards the appropriate real estate investment strategies. What I encourage you the most is, with respect to resources, overextend yourself, because you're going to guarantee your failure. And what I mean is, so often I see real estate investors who enter into real estate investment and they don't have the appropriate resources at their disposal. They don't have the time it takes to rehab a house. And before you know it, they've purchased a property and they're halfway through it and they're 6 months into it and they realize they don't have the time to complete that project. Meanwhile, the holding costs are crippling the investment. Or perhaps they don't have the money that it takes to be a successful real estate investor at the scale that they're trying to be at. And they become overextended. They buy a house, but then they don't have access to the capital to rehab it. I see that all the time. They're doing what they can't do when they need to be doing what they can do with respect to their resources. Maybe they don't have the appropriate network or the knowledge. Just like at that restaurant, don't overorder and don't spend too much. Don't pay too much. It impresses nobody when you do. Real estate investing allows you to have it your way. Take advantage of that. Look at the menu. Do what you enjoy. Do what works well for you. And do what you can do. Real estate will provide you the opportunity to pick and choose your strategy. Take advantage of that opportunity.
Great points as always, Kevin. It's all about choice, it's all about options, and it's all about the freedom to choose and to make the right decisions based on your economic preferences, your real estate investment goals, and the priorities that are of greatest importance to you in your area of expertise and in your neighborhood. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Lewis.